It's probably safe to say millions of people are suffering from chronic pain. Doctors prescribe pain meds, but they can have negative side effects, as we know, along with the risk of addiction. There are alternative treatments to help relieve pain.
Joining us on the Cogo News Live Line, physiotherapist and author of Four Keys to Health, Nikki Snazell. And Nikki, I mean, there is a place for painkillers for some people. Chronic pain is what it is, right?
Hi there. Yes, the trouble is painkillers are wonderful for acute pain. If you fall down, you break a bone, or you need to have an anesthetic, they're absolutely great. But they don't actually do anything for chronic pain. So pain that we've had for, say, 3 months, and as we get older, we tend to get more aches and pains. These drugs are not only toxic, but they are very addictive, and they don't cure it. That's the problem.
What about for something like a cancer patient, though?
If someone's dying of cancer, then absolutely, it's very important. I'm very pro helping people in pain that nothing else can be done. They're very important. But if somebody's in chronic pain because they've got, for example, arthritis, then the last thing you want is a painkiller that's not going to help you. There are safe alternative treatments that do actually cure pain in the right hands.
So explain what those alternative treatments are.
Okay, well, I've been a practitioner for 30 years in the UK, and I teach a technique. For example, one of the techniques is a dry needling technique that doesn't involve injecting drugs. And for certain conditions, for example, people that have sciatica, which is a nerve pain, people with disc problems, people with chronic arthritic problems, anything that involves joints and muscles where the muscles may have formed contractures over the years, which means they lock down areas where nerves get trapped, where the oxygen supply is low, where the circulation isn't good. If you know how to articulate, how to move a needle deep into that muscle to release the area, using a small microsurgical tool, a little needle rather than a knife, you can give relief without tablets. You know, and these techniques are finally coming to the fore because of the opiate crisis. You know, we're finally hearing, there's a voice out there saying, yes, please train in these techniques. They really work.
Well, how is it different from acupuncture?
Acupuncture is Eastern medicine. It's very clever but different. It's their medicine. They use herbs and they use acupuncture needles in certain points in the body to treat all sorts of things. It's their medicine. They'll treat cancer. They'll treat arthritis. They'll treat asthma, whereas dry needling is only for pain, and it's only for musculoskeletal pain. It's a completely different tool in the box, and that's why it sits in really well with Western medicine, because it can be used in that way. Totally different. Same little needle, but used in a different way.
So why do some states prohibit this, the dry needling? And are they states that also offer acupuncture as something that you can do?
They're two different things. Dry needling is in the right hands if it's a medical doctor or physical therapist who's had years of training and knows what they're doing for certain pain conditions is great. And acupuncture, you need to have studied really in-depth Chinese medicine as well. And in the right hands, that's good for all sorts of things that perhaps don't involve severe pain. So they're two totally different species as such.
Physiotherapist, author of The Four Keys to Health, Nikki Snazell. Thank you so much, Nikki.
It's a pleasure.